Now, the rest of the story. And this is a hero's story. The South has an unknown soldier. He fought in the war between the states in the crucial conflict Northerners called the Battle of Chantilly and Southerners called the Battle of Ox Hill. He was an officer in the Confederate Army. The Battle of Ox Hill took only 2 hours to fight. But they were two of the most nightmarish hours of the war. There was a violent, blinding, wind-whipped rainstorm from start to finish. Blue and gray could scarcely tell one another apart. 20,000 soldiers in all submerged in a watery hell on the 1st of September, 1862. 1,500 would not live to see another day, and among them, one hero. His unit was in the South Carolina Volunteers. So dense was the descending wall of water that both armies were in close proximity prior to the battle and yet entirely unaware of each other. A Union general riding ahead of his troops rode smack into the midst of the Confederates, and he paid for it instantly with his life. And that's how the fighting started. That rain was so torrential that it soon drenched the gunpowder reserves on both sides. So the battle went hand to hand. By 6 p.m., the battlefield was laden with bleeding, bayonet-slashed men. Those who could retreated from the dead and dying. The fighting had come to an end. But this is the rest of the story. After that battle, a southern scavenger, stalking the battlefield, discovered the body of an officer from the South Carolina Volunteers. He was identified as such by the buttons on his coat. Buttons were the initials S.C. and the emblem of a palmetto tree. The soldier could not possibly have been identified otherwise because half his face had been blown away by a .58 caliber bullet. Nonetheless, he would be deemed a hero, and he would be honored accordingly, and thus began the real-life legend of the South's unknown soldier. His remains, wrapped in a Confederate flag and borne in a bronze coffin, were taken home to Fountain in South Carolina, and there hundreds paid their respects. The casket was then escorted to the state capitol building, where the South's unknown soldier lay in state. The funeral that followed was among the grandest the South had ever seen. Politicians pontificated from the Capitol steps. Strains of Dixie filled the air. 5,000 mourners followed the flag-draped horse-drawn wagon to prestigious Elmwood Cemetery. The burial proceeded with full military honors, a row of cannon firing four volleys, a 16-gun salute, a chilling rendition of taps, 100 Confederate uniformed graveside guards. And it was over. The South's unknown soldier had been laid to rest. It has been argued impressively that the Battle of Ox Hill was the one that decided the war. For had the Confederates not been forced north into Maryland thereafter, had they reached Washington, where they were headed, the English and the French would have offered them aid. Anyway, you'll always remember that battle for this, that therefrom emerged a Confederate hero, the South's unknown soldier, whose body was discovered after the Battle of Ox Hill. In fact, more than a century after. In July of this year, it was discovered by a historian named Ronald Blevins, who located the soldier's coat buttons with a metal detector and who uncovered the shallow, theretofore unrecognized grave where an unknown hero had died 124 years before for his beloved Confederacy in a watery hell. And now you know the rest of the story.